I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
I would do dirty, dirty things actually with some Zinger sauce. Okay, it is amazing.
It was like pungent nutsack everywhere.
So unless I'm a little slow, I am a little slow. Let's go ahead and preface that. Just sit down and it just comes up and it hits you right in the face like a Mike Tyson uppercut. You're like, ooh,
yep. Oh my God.
That double crunch burger looks delicious. Oh my God.
They make burgers out of that fake cook.
It sounded like you said fat cock at first. I'm not lying.
Look, the way it's spelled is vet cock.
So he's like, hey, what we have around here, it's called fat cock. And I was like, oh, brag, keep bragging, okay, with your $1.17 Big Mac and your fat cocks. Good job.
Jalapeno, like a mayo, jalapeno mayo, with jalapenos on top, like pickled jalapenos.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
I thought it was funny. You were going to come off with a cool impersonation and just too much phlegm in the morning.
The pressure got there and it's just, I can't reach that high pitch yet. It's like something, I can only do that at lunch. Okay. I'm going to try it again and I'm going to embarrass myself.
Hiya, Brandon. You want to see my mangina?
Damn it. Close. It started there and then it just went downhill.
It was pretty decent. It was pretty decent. Welcome back, everybody. Obviously, the voice you're hearing is not only Mickey or Elmo, but it's you been whacking off. Joining us as always, this as well as Brandon J. McDermott, the food daddy supreme, as the intro that you just heard probably said. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Wasn't that the slogan?
Is it?
It was at one point, I think. If not, we just made millions on a slogan. Hey-o. Speaking of making millions, hopefully someday the Deluxe Edition Network makes millions and we get our cut. But until they do, we're going to continue to give a shout out. You heard the intro at the beginning of this, or maybe you didn't if you're on the YouTubes. But podcast of the month, February is here. It's Films and Firm and Friends Talking Nerdy, everything that begins with F. So go check them out, DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. Check out our friends, CopperJohnsBeard.com. You guys can use code BEARDLAW, save 15%. You want a cool beard like all of us? Make it shiny. Maybe, you know, pick some food out of it, because I found some little bit of food in here. And as soon as you say that, then every single person usually checks their beard. So I was just doing that to mess with them. And might have a potential new friend of the show in a couple of weeks. Super excited. No spoilers, but you guys will enjoy it. It is food related. Oh. And I'm very excited. More details to come on that. And obviously, guys, check out Genesee Beer. It's my favorite beer. You might not be able to get it everywhere. If they only have Jenny Ice, I do highly recommend staying away from that unless, you know, potentially you're on a budget and you want to get really drunk. Ice beers seem to really do that. And And one last one, Sasquatch Tea Company. I'm rocking the tea today for the tea company. This shit's awesome. We talked about it last week. Highly recommend it. Sasquatch Tea Company. Go check it out. Merch is awesome. Their social media is fun as hell. And Euban, turns out, is still scared of Bigfoot and Sasquatch. And there was a comment that D Lemon is going to make a trip potentially near you dressed as a Sasquatch and try to take you down.
God, I'm terrified. Alleged. And slightly aroused. Bring it on, D Lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was telling you guys before backstage, and then I came up with an invention last night. I was able to go over to Logan, you know, Logan that used to be on the show all the time. He works less and has less time to be with us. I don't get it, but either way, he seems super, super happy at least. So we were having a couple of beers and a couple of us were hanging out, and we came up with an idea. Maybe it's a thing, but I hadn't heard it. We were talking about Hot Pockets because I brought some pizza rolls to kind of eat on. And I know we always end up talking about food, and Euban gets pretty hungry. But we thought it would be funny to have Hot Pockets be able to be in your pocket. So to have an actual Hot Pocket. So you know how they have those coolers and lunch boxes that have that lining that keeps the cold and the heat in it? Why don't they make pants that have at least one or two of those pockets? So you could actually pull Hot Pockets from your Hot Pocket without burning like your hot buns, or maybe even cargo pants that have them.
Well, I'll tell you, when I attended one of the coldest football games I ever attended, the Colorado versus Nebraska 2010, I bought hand warmers and put them in my pant pockets. So there's something to be said, especially up in your neck of the woods, Matt, for that kind of stuff. That'd be terrific. Could you imagine warmed up ass?
That's what we're like. Yeah. I was thinking about, like, so you know how whenever you're really, really cold, like as soon as you get your hands or just like your private parts warm, you know? So what if Duluth Trading Company, we're looking at you because you make the expensive underwear already and quality underwear. Why not put something in the nuts? Why not warm our nuts slightly? Don't burn them, but just comfortably. Because, I mean, if I could be cold as shit, but if my nuts are toasty, I'm feeling pretty good.
But I got to tell you, there's a balance there and probably some worry. Because you know somebody's going to go, it's going to go haywire, and they're going to like burn their ass and sue them like that lady from McDonald's.
Mm.
Or you also have to worry about swamp ass. So there it would have to be well thought out and like temperature controlled, right? Controlled with like a dial or something like that. Because if it was just on and off, then no, that's probably not going to work.
Yeah. And you would have to have like that. What was it we were talking about at the Hanes, the extreme cool temp or whatever the hell it is? You'd have to have like that, almost like that Under Armour, mm-hmm. like when the football players and the athletes and stuff like that, where it absorbs the swamp ass, but it would still be gross. I see where it comes. And the smell would probably intensify due to the heat.
I mean, we're in 2024. There's got to be some technology that could do that. And we were thinking, too, like the pockets with that cooler stuff, you know, like it can't leak through. You get some cheap ones that the ice starts melting, it leaks through. You can't have that. And if you have hot pockets in your hot pocket, then it's got to be grease proof. You can't just have the grease, hot grease dripping down your legs, potentially on the boys or anything like that. So, I mean, there's just so much thing. Like Arby's, they came out with the meat attire, right? Why wouldn't Hot Pockets come up with a Hot Pocket pants? That's what I'm thinking, you know? And if you guys do Hot Pockets, hit us up. I would crush Hot Pockets.
Man. You bring up Arby's.
Mm.
Guess what? I went to the store. I went before the show today. I went
Arby's.
I didn't buy Arby's, but it's Arby's related. I went to the store because I wanted Arby's, but I've been let down, not by Arby's flavor or anything like that, but we've talked about it for several shows in a row. And hopefully you don't hear my daughter crying, Daddy, in the background. I promise she's not in a cage. is the shrinkflation and also just like the price of fast food. So I went to the store and I bought a pound and a half of like off the bone Angus roast beef. Had it shaved. Mm-hmm. I bought can of nacho cheese, not jalapeno cheese, just nacho cheese. I guess it was cheddar cheese, whatever. Mm-hmm. I bought Arby's sauce because they sell it now at the stores. And I bought onion buns.
Yeah.
I'm making some Arby sandwiches later.
Throw this out. Let me throw this out there. We did this the other day, but we actually took all of the meat and threw in a crock pot with some seasonings and a little beef broth and all that stuff and did the same exact thing, made our own Arby sandwiches. They were fucking awesome. Like, same thing with the sauce, the cheese, everything. Dude, I'm telling you. We, and like I said, we just got the prepackaged stuff. We didn't go to the store that had the actual deli. Because I don't know, I get weirded out when they come up and they're like, how thick do you want your meat?
I don't know the
answer. So I was asking you guys, like, I can go to a store and order eggs. I can order my steak. I can order my burger. I don't know how thick I want my meat. And they're just kind of looking. So now I'm just like, dealer's choice. So there'll be this, and then they hand it to you. And I'm always like, sample? Little thicker. Sample? Little thicker. That's good. Yeah. Am I the only one?
No, I mean, whenever they ask me, I immediately just go yes with the original one because I don't want to be inconvenient to them because I'm a quivering pussy. So you're like, how about this? And I'm like, that's perfect. Thank you. Like, you know exactly what I wanted. You're amazing at your job.
Fair.
Sir, are you in the clouds right now? Yes.
Yes.
You are high as a fucking kite.
Probably true. So, yes. At my store, there's a chart, so it tells you like the number, like what you want it, what it looks. So it shows you the thickness of the meat, which doesn't sound right. But I usually just get it shaved. If I'm getting like roast beef, I just ask where it's shaved.
Fair enough. Shaving isn't in my vocabulary, so ooh. I just tend to not want that. But that's funny. We got talking when we were in Vegas for the, I don't know why my brain drain went here, where they. It was a Cosmo prop. So it was all these displays and everything. And there was, you know, stuff for lotions and stuff for beards, whatever. But there was like these pictures at all these booths that were, had feet stuff. And I'm like, how awkward is it for people that are super into feet going there, looking at these? Like, I had to kind of trigger them. But then I was thinking, you know, if they have the shaving the meat, how many perverts are out there, you know, comparing thickness and making content from that. And maybe it's just me. I don't know.
You have been on a foot thing lately. I mean, you were talking about Brandon's donut looking like feet.
Look like a foot. I'm not a foot guy.
Are you? I mean, you've said that twice now, too. You say, hey, I'm not a foot guy. You've let off with that.
Yeah, I tell you. No shame in my game. I tell you if I was a foot guy. There are people that are on their feet all day. Those things get beat up. I'm not going to open one of those, what are they, manicure places anytime soon. Never had one. No knock to people that do. It's acceptable now. Dudes are getting them as well. So, I mean, got to have good feet. In the Army, they say that's the one thing you got to take care of is your feet. The rest go, or something. That's not exactly what they say. But I've heard my military friends say that.
Do you guys like your feet being touched?
No.
Hate it.
I mean, I've had a massage before, like a body massage, and when not the masseuse, that's a different thing. When the massage artist, or what do they call themselves, the massage therapist, when they get down to the feet, like, oh, that feels great, because like they're really getting into all. Like,
Deshaun Watson has entered the chat.
Now that said, I don't like people like touching the bottom of my feet, like it doesn't feel right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't at one point we try to challenge to try to get people that were into feet to come onto the show so we could ask some questions about like what it is about the feet? We haven't got anything from it. So let's throw it out there again. If you're super into feet, hit us up. We'll bring you on the show. There is a call-in thing in the links. And this is way too late, but I'm going to do a callback when you were talking about Duluth and the underwear and stuff. I did forget that we have an affiliate with a company called All Citizens. Pretty sure that's what it is. Maybe that's not what it is. It's something Citizens. I'm going to look that up. Probably should have been prepared. But actually, I'm wearing them for the first time. They sent me a pair, and they said, if you like it, this and that. And I don't know how too much. I know we've talked about it a little bit potentially on the Body Wrong podcast about what's too much for paying for underwear. And I think the ones that I have, it was All Citizens.
All Citizens.
There is a link. You get 10% off. And it was like $12 a pair. And I think you get a little bit there. But they do have some ones that are like 20. 30, like some super one. They sent me the $12 pair, super comfortable. And it, you know, with the pocket, when you go to take a leak, a lot of them just kind of like they slide like a sliding glass door almost, like to the side. These ones, you almost have to like pull up and they flop out this way. And I know Euban's probably thinking of something, but it's different. It's unique and I don't overly love it. Like when you're trying to take a leak through a zipper and then you know what I mean? It's almost like you're going and hoping that, you know, you are big enough to have it flop out. Not all of us are big enough for it just to flop out. But I don't know. I think I like the side, but maybe just because it's more accustomed to the whole.
I heard big enough to where none of us are big enough to flop out. That's what are we talking
about? I said
about?
I'm not. I'm not assuming you guys.
No, I was just like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I know. Like, boxers. Like, don't you hate whenever it hangs over the balls? I'm like, it does that? That does so, that?
Like, you... this ball pouch right so here. You guys are... And then this flops down. This piece right here actually flops down so you can come out instead of to the side. Super comfortable, though.
Got it. Like so you guys are boxer brief guys?
Oh, yeah. I like these kind of compression style ones that they have.
So I have like tree trunk legs, so I can't do boxers because like I swear every time I've wore a pair of boxers, they rip. I've ripped probably every pair of boxers I've ever wore because my legs are so big that like it don't work. Briefs feel a little weird, feel a little like 9 year oldish, but boxer briefs keep you kind of compact, keep it all in there. The thing I'll say is, have you ever worn? I don't know what the term. Polyester, like that, like Under Armour type stuff. That stuff is disgusting because it doesn't soak up the smell. It doesn't absorb the smell, if that makes sense. Like cotton does. And it doesn't let you breathe is the other thing too. So cotton lets you breathe a little more. Polyester doesn't. I remember wearing like a pair of Under Armour boxer briefs. Bro, end of the day, I was like, have I not bathed for a week? Because it was bad, bro. It was like pungent nutsack everywhere.
One of those like things when you go to sit down and it just comes up and it hits you right in the face like a Mike Tyson uppercut. You're like, ooh, yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing as soon as I get home.
I got that fight or flight feeling again and I'm flighty. Excuse me, man. Fight or flight. Fight or flight.
But no, to your point, like it's the problem with the nice. That's well played, sir. That was fast fingers. Fast finger.
Hopefully it wasn't, you know, you guys didn't see it as pontificating.
No, but to your point, like I think the biggest problem is that the polyester really doesn't absorb the your moisture, but it also like holds it all in, like it's a fucking like plastic bag, and so like you're really ruminating in there.
Imagine wearing just a plastic bag. Don't like people that work out and they're trying to lose water weight, they just walk around with plastic bags and shit. Like I feel like I've seen wrestlers or people that actually wrestle in high school talk about that. I couldn't imagine.
I've got some thunder.
Tell me about all the shit they go through. Fuck that. I know you guys are tough and, you know, you guys, you know, wrestle with each other in those singlets, which there's some inappropriate ball touching and everything. But most of the wrestlers, just about all of them could probably kick my ass. There's a girl wrestler around here that is just like destroying, winning state title, beating the shit out of dudes. Like it's impressive. And she has sisters that are twins that are like professional boxers. And then it's three girls. So the twins, a girl, state champion boxers, state champion wrestler. Then there's a little, I believe, a son. And imagine if that dude is not tough. How awkward that's going to be.
Like he's going to be in like interpretive dance.
Daddy, I really want to be a cheerleader.
That would be
not that there's anything wrong with it, but I would imagine growing up in that house, not knowing that family, that it would not be acceptable in that house. But maybe it is.
Did you see Brock Lesnar's daughter?
No.
Oh man, she looks just like him with long hair. So
really,
exactly. I showed my daughter like women.
Holy shit, she does,
dude! I'm telling you, I told my daughter, I was like, "What if you have to go against?" Because she's interested in wrestling. I was like, "What if you have to go against somebody like this?" And she's like, "That's not real." I'm like, "Yes, it is."
Holy shit!
And she's really, really good.
Jacked.
She could be a fucking linebacker for the Colorado State football team.
Holy shit! Good for her. Could you imagine having those jeans? Not the one she's wearing. Just the like knowing that you're. And I'm sure the expectations are probably pretty high. Like, my dad's Brock Lesnar. He is just a badass. Now I have to, like, I don't know if I'd want to play sports because I feel like the expectations would be.
Now, I think she's going to be missing dad because I think, isn't he going to prison for a little bit? Isn't he going to be going, I believe, with rumors? I think he was the one that was involved with the Vince McMahon thing.
He was arrested in 2001 for illegal possession of steroids, which was a felony charge that he got out of. But 7 hours ago, according to YouTube, Wrestling News Now Insider, Brock Lesnar arrested by police after Vince McMahon, and then it went dot, 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 dot.
Yeah, so there was, I don't know the whole story, but I'm not big into wrestling, so if anybody who's listening, I'm sorry. It may still be real to you, damn it. I don't know. So, Vince McMahon had some sort of like intern or something like that. She was kind of, you know, pretty young, cute girl. He pretty much forced her to do stuff with Brock Lesnar to lure him to come back or whatever, because they said that he was a WWE champion and a UFC champion. And so, like, oh, it's Lesnar.
I want to be very careful here just because of some of the other podcasts that have kind of gone on and not really understood what they're talking about in that. Not that you sounded anything like that, Euban, at all. I just want to say some of the stuff that Vince McMahon is potentially charged with, allegedly did, includes sex trafficking, which includes, as Euban kind of touched on, having this woman using her for sex for employees, which is disgusting and gross. And there's a bunch of sore details on this that are really awful. And as a fan of wrestling, is really just, as a person, it's unsettling, but as a fan of wrestling, it's like, man, what the heck is going on? What did we not know? And why didn't we know this?
Yeah.
The more you read into it, the worse it gets.
Yeah. Assault is terrible. And yeah. Anytime that trafficking word comes out, man, especially being, you know, parents, you know what I mean? It's like it hits even harder. Not that it hits. It's disgusting. And you hope not. And like I said, whether it's Vince McMahon or whoever the hell it is, you hope that it's almost false for everybody's sake. But so, as you find out, there's some kind of truth behind every rumor, story, whether it, like I said, it's celebrities or, you know, just dirtbags and wherever, you know.
So one thing I want to talk about, if we can, and I don't mean to take this into the deep, dark alleys, but I remember having a conversation a couple of years back with a friend of mine who we talked about a story in the news of a young boy who was 15 years old and his female teacher had raped him. And mm-hmm. And his line, my friend's, was, oh, come on, man, it wasn't rape, this boy wanted it, you know, all this other stuff. Like, you change the roles and it's 180, and you can't, for lack of a better term, put on a glass slipper or put on a, you know, lipstick on a pig and make it look any better. Rape is rape. It's gross. It's underage. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It's against the law. But if it's, even if we're not talking about age, what people don't understand, we're talking about like a Vince McMahon, allegedly, and people who work under him, or Bill Clinton and an intern, is the power that person has. The ability to ruin somebody's future by, if you don't do this, this is, I mean, whether it's spoken or unspoken, when you have that kind of power, and I hate the word power, but when you have that role over somebody and there's a clear hierarchy, it's implied that that you can do certain things with your power. And that's why there's so much responsibility and so much you have to really understand the gravity of the position you have and the responsibility you have to do good things and not be a terrible fucking person.
Yeah.
So anyway, not to hijack the conversation in all these different ways, but I think that's the biggest thing with this on the whole is that when it comes to power and it comes to the positions of power you have, whether it's a president or a CEO of a company or a teacher, the power you have over the people who are beneath you, yep. and what you can do with that. Anyway, I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. Not to switch it up or anything, but we have somebody trying to join the lobby called White Boy in Africa.
We know who that is.
Should we bring him in?
Landy. We should. Now let's hope his audio is better, because we got him some new equipment.
Let's see. And if it happens to be somebody else, then I think I know how to kick him. Let's try. Ladies and gentlemen, from an undisclosed place,
coming back
from being in the bush, the one, the only White Boy in Africa.
Landy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
Good, and you? Can you guys hear me this us. Time?
We can hear you. It's a little bit quiet, but it sounds...
Your audio's a little quiet, but it's not blown out, so that's, I think, even better.
It's pretty good. Maybe just bring it up towards the mouth a little bit more, giggity, and try that. What's up, dude?
Oh, good, and you guys?
Hey, we're fantastic. We were talking about wrestling. We were talking about potentially coming up with an invention so you can have hot pockets in a hot pocket. So it'd be like a heated pocket that, you know, won't let grease and stuff. Being a guy that spends a lot of time out in the wilderness, that could potentially be handy. So how many 40s have you drank in the last month, you think?
Not a lot, actually. Not a lot? This year, I've been
Did you do dry really January? Slow.
Since the beginning of the year, I haven't really drank a lot.
Oh,
but not by choice, just because you're busier in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Okay. I was going to say, let's not get carried away work. There, you know.
Work's been keeping me quite busy.
Hey, not a bad thing, I guess, unless you're in a field like one of the guys on the Wednesday show we do. He actually works for FEMA. So when his work's really busy, it's not usually a good thing. Not usually a good thing at all, but we like it when he's a little bit slower at work. So this has nothing to do specifically with where you are, but I randomly just saw something pop up, and it kind of blew my mind a little bit because I don't really watch the news or anything. So did you guys know that there's real pirates out there? Like there's like pirates out there that are like stealing cruise ships and all this stuff. And I saw, for whatever reason, I think TikTok, I'm being fed as soon as I open up the app, all of these like preparations that these crews have to do to combat the pirates, from the water guns and all this stuff. And it's like, cause they're not allowed to bring weapons and stuff. It's like, why can't these ships bring weapons? There's real pirates out there.
Yeah. I think they're out there Somalian.
Yeah, Somalian, yeah, I think.
Somali pirates. So from what I understand, the flag under which you use your ship, you have to abide by those laws of that country. And it's international waters as well, so it's kind of a catch.
Do you guys experience any of that down there at the Horn of Africa? Oh, wait, that's not the Horn, that's the southern part. Down there at the southern tip, obviously right on the ocean line.
No, not really. What we do have is Chinese fishing vessels. A lot of those. That's not supposed to be here.
Interesting. I live on a river that obviously ships and stuff come from the ocean, and it seems like every so often there's an invasive species that comes from one of these ships and just take over our goddamn river. There was years ago, they were zebra mussels. I don't know if you guys know what those were, and they took over everything. But then they found out, hey, maybe they're not so bad. Certain fish were getting really big. They were eating these zebra mussels. And then all of a sudden, these gobies came in. And I forget exactly what the gobies are, but there was actually, it was like a rule or a law. If you caught one, you actually had to kill it, because they were starting to take over everything. And there was a whole bunch of people that fished all the time that they were playing what was called, they called goby baseball. And they carried a little baseball bat. And as soon as they got them, they were, and it was like a law. And I mean, like I said, they just took over everything. And they, I forget where they came from. I almost think that they were originated from like somewhere over like in Asia or somewhere like that. And it must've been on a vessel. They were cleaning the ships or something. They got in there, and then these goddamn birds came in, and then they started just like destroying everything. Like you just look and there's just nothing but bare trees and shit. Cormorants. They're fucking nasty. But yeah. Earlier I said pontificate and you guys were like, yeah, you guys know what that word means?
To profess, to share your beliefs, to press your beliefs onto others.
Oh, see, somebody busted it out at the party we were at last night, and I was like, none of us knew what that were. And she's like, really? None of you guys like went to school and know what it means? And so we had to look it up, and it's express one's opinions in a way considered annoying, pompous, or dogmatic. And I was like, nope. But I said, I'm going to slip that fucker in the show tomorrow. So I had a note to just say to try to sneak in pontificate just to see if they watch it still. But yeah, I never heard that. Rowan Brandon was just like, yeah. I'm like, God damn. And you played it off. You've been like, yeah, oh, pontificate. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no fucking way he knows what that means.
Fake it till you make it, baby. Yeah, when you said that, I was like, I think he just made up a word. And I was like, that sounded really, really cool. So when you were like, you've heard that before? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And then you're like, no, it's actually a real word. I'm like, oh, shit. Nope. So thank you.
Would've
you learn
cool.
something every day.
Pontificate. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Conversation piece. So so what's been going on with you, man? Obviously work, anything cool, crazy or anything happening near you, with you? Do you see anything cool?
No, not really. I've been way too busy with work. Like, work's been really keeping me busy.
Damn.
One of the guys that worked with us is no longer working for us, so I have to take over everything else. But it's better for me at the end of the day. It's still fun. I learn a lot, so it's not an issue. It's not bad work at the moment.
What can you share about your job, what you do?
So I'm a land surveyor. I work with specifically on the coal mines. I do the calculations for the volumes that they move out, either just the normal earth moving or the coal that they take out or whatever. It depends on where they move us, the mine itself, because we don't do the mining ourselves. We're just the contractor for the mine.
Mm-hmm.
So when we move volumes, we just basically tell them, this is how much you moved. And then we also provide them with an aerial photo of the area that they mined. And then what I also do is I shoot little videos just to send to the more higher up people, and then they can see exactly what's going on the mine. They can see what the roads look like. They can see what the machines look like, the conditions on the mine and all of that. So, yeah.
That's super important. And the reason that it kind of triggered my brain is I do like a history podcast and stuff, and you always hear of the like mine disasters, whether it's a coal mine or all this stuff. And most of the time you read that it was preventable, but whether the companies didn't have the budget to do, you know, work that you guys do, or maybe the reports were there and they were just kind of like, I just did one about in 2008, there was a sugar refinery that ended up blowing up because of neglect, more or less. You know, there was a little bit of dust that set off at an explosion, and like hundreds and hundreds of people between, you know, had to be hospitalized or perished. I mean, it was nasty. And I like I said, there's some mines near us. There used to be a lot of like talc mines in the area and stuff like that, and you know, every once in a while things happen. I couldn't imagine having to work in a mine, or like these people, yeah, they make great money, but holy cow, my anxiety I think would be through the roof having to work down there. And in the business that I work, we provide some of the tools for some of these mines. Ooh. And they obviously bring them down, lower them. And a lot of the times they're like, hey, this stopped working. Can you check warranty on them? And you look and they're just a different color. There's like, there's no way this is covered under warranty. Would you like another one though? Cause it's wild. Unreal.
Yeah.
That's a unique job, man. That's something I've never known anybody that does what you do. That's wild.
Stupid question.
When I got offered the job, I told my employer that there's no way, because we do above ground, like open cast mining, and then underground as well. And I told him there is absolutely no way you are sending me underground. I will not. He's like, no, I get you. He's the same. He won't go underground.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send my device down there, but this guy, nope.
And so with the aerial photography, or like the, whenever you're talking about like, you know, the higher up aerial, are you guys doing like drones? Are you just doing planes? And if so, are you up there as well? Or what, how are you doing this?
Well, specifically at the moment, I'm only operating a drone at the moment. So it's a small area usually. It takes a while. It's about an hour's worth of flying with the drone. So basically what you do, there's software that we use where you pull up your little geo area, and then it creates lines, like zigzag lines, and then it flies in a line, turns around, comes back, flies back, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Is it done by like GPS?
Area. Yes. So then I use software on the computer at the office to take between usually 400 and 600 pictures and make it into one big picture.
No shit.
That's awesome.
And
wild.
Then we've got projects coming up now as well, that it's more development and more civil kind of work, where we will be sending a plane over our whole town because there's two areas in town that we're developing. So there's two areas, and with these two areas being on opposite sides of town, we're going to map the whole town, but we can't do that with a drone because it's way too big. So we've got a contractor that we outsource in Pretoria to scan with LiDAR scanning over town, and then they map it out for us.
No shit. Do you have like a personal drone? Like, is it like a hobby that you like, or do you do it so much with work that you're like, nah, I'm not flying a drone on my own time?
I do it so much with work. It's,
it's the reason I asked somebody. I figured it's kind of like people that probably, you know, play video games for a living. The last thing they want to do is when they're done, you know, doing their, you know, video game passion or whatever, is to go play more video games. Maybe, I don't know. But the reason I was saying that is somebody up here kind of started their own hobby slash business where they do pictures with their drones, and they've done this thing where now it's feeding through comments where they're like, hey, which town should I do next? What business should I do next? But what I thought was fascinating is recently dogs, you know, they go missing. They just get off the leash, they go running. He's actually been able to help several people find their dogs out in the wild with the drone. He'll volunteer his time, or maybe he's getting paid, I don't know. I mean, if it was my dog missing and I wanted to, I'd be like, hey, here's some money. Thank you for your time. But he just goes out with his drone and just goes through this wood. Sometimes he has some luck, sometimes he doesn't. But there was like an older dog that he ended up finding by like a riverbank. It just physically was so exhausted, it couldn't climb back up. And he found it with the drone, and the ended up saving the dog because of it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I'm like, hell yeah, man. Like, or woman, I guess. I don't know who's behind the camera. I shouldn't judge, but probably a woman if they're that passionate and considering finding animals. You know, most, I don't, there's a couple good dudes, but seems like there. But I was like, that's a cool thing, you know, cool content. Have you ever seen those drone races?
Those are insane. They race.
Oh, have you ever seen those, Euban?
I don't think so.
Oh, let me see if I can pull up a video. They are nuts. I knew a guy that I worked with for a little bit. I think he started to. Actually, I don't know if he got into the drone race. One was drone racer, and then one got into those, like, what are they, RC cars or whatever you call them? Like remote control cars?
Yeah,
I used to be big in RC cars. Yeah, I used to have a collection of note.
Yeah, this guy was into it. Like, even had, like, a trailer, I think, that he would bring to places. Here's some footage from, it's YouTube, the Inside the Drone Racing League, NBC News Now. All these people, again, we're reacting to their content. We're not taking their content. We're just showing off this drone footage. Make sure you go check them out on their YouTube channel so you don't have to come at me with all your strikes and shit, okay, people? But this is the racing the world's fastest drones. This shit is nuts.
Drone racing has everything that makes pro sports a big business. The competition.
Halo Walker gets the win!
The fans.
Absolutely incredible.
The excitement.
Let's go!
Even a little trash talk.
You know what time it is? It's gladi time, baby! Woo!
One of you is going to beat the other one pretty mercilessly, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get worked, so we know how it's going to go.
Ben Hover and Halo Walker are two of drone racing's biggest stars. Both have qualified for the league's season finale, the World Championships in Miami.
Can you describe that moment?
And this team of DRL engineers repair
look at this shit.
Pieces? To make up a.
There you go. There you go.
Keep going. Isn't that crazy?
Right, so that part. So that
part. Right away. Right
and it's
away.
The younger generation.
Man. Euban, you're muted, bud.
You're muted, mute.
Damn it. So are they like battling, or are they just like trying to fly through obstacles to see who gets through the like the fastest?
Yeah, it's like a track.
Gotcha. Okay.
What's crazy is there's in the there's the chart that they brought in brought up that I think I ended right there. I just wanted to bring this right back up. The TikTok followers, the Drone Racing League, 5 million. Then the other logo, I don't know if that's F1, Formula One Racing, maybe. I'm not huge into the racing, but there. But then look at hockey, and then obviously Major League Soccer. I'm surprised it has 1.2. But, I mean, hockey is huge, and they have almost double, over double, the Drone Racing League, just showing with the youth and how it's a big thing. But, yeah.
That looks awesome.
A lot of brain power behind that, right? You know what I mean? Like, what country you think would be the best at drone racing? I feel like we probably wouldn't be the best, right? Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. Where was the drone created?
Germany.
Think Germany? I was thinking like Asia or something. Like they're super friggin' smart over. Like they're smarter than us, I think, in a lot of things. And I feel like you got to be pretty smart. And we could probably look and see who's what. Let's see what country is the best.
As a child in my younger years, I used to be before RC cars, before my RC car craze. I used to be into RC planes as well. I had 4 or 5 Nitro planes, and I had a RC electric helicopter as well. That shit is difficult.
Is
so difficult to operate.
Do you still have all the ones that you had, or have you kind of just parted ways with
them? I parted ways with them.
Kicking yourself in the ass?
It's an expensive hobby, and I just couldn't keep up with it anymore, so...
I couldn't imagine. Like, roughly, what would, like, an RC car not souped up with all the special shit? Like, you're still hundreds or thousands. Like, what would it be, roughly?
Well, in my currency, not a lot. The basic spec kit that you buy wasn't expensive. It was about maybe 2,000 Rand, I think, if I recall correctly. And then you start putting in a different little motor, the electric motor. You swap the motor with something a bit more faster, a smaller turn motor or a brushless or a sensored brushless, then it starts getting a bit more expensive. Then other parts can't keep up with that speed, so you have to replace those parts as well. And then you start ripping up tires. You have to get better tires for the thing. You smash it into a wall by accident because your remote fucked out. So then you have to fix everything else. It's just, it's never ending, so.
So 2,000 Ren is roughly 106 US dollars. According to this Coinbase.com. I did a conversion.
See, I did a I did Coinbase as well, and it said for me it was 120.
Oh, I just threw out 106. It said 50 something, and I was just I threw out 106.
Gotcha. Well,
it could be 120.
Maybe I probably did it wrong as well, but it says for every 1,000 Ren, it is 60.57.
Oh, see, this had 53.80.
What the hell?
So I don't know what's going on. Come on, how Google told us wrong answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. I'm on there, Coinbase.com. 1,000 Ren is 54.58 USD.
If I think $1 is something like 19 or 17 Rand.
I swear, I'm going to send you a screenshot of what I'm looking at right now.
I believe you. I'm not out here calling you a liar. Yeah, one US dollar is 18. This is what it says, 18.32 Ren, according to Coinbase.com.
Sounds about right.
Oh, interesting. Look at us. This is an educational show. So I did look up as well. Thanks, Google. In the generative AI experiment, as of October 2023, Korea is the top country in the national rankings for the world drone racing. U.S. and Japan are second and third, respectively. All right. I didn't see your screen. Sorry.
Oh no!
I
popped up real quick. It was just a Google search. Like I didn't actually go into Coinbase, but the first one it had the conversion thing on there.
Gotcha. Lame. So let's split it in the middle. Ren. I like the name Ren. It reminds me of Ren and Stimpy.
Well, it's not Ren. It's Rand. R-A-N-D.
Oh, I put in Ren, R-E-N. Maybe that's where we're
getting. No, so did I, though. That's the thing. Is mine was R-E-N as well.
I wasn't going to correct you because I don't want to be the asshole.
You should have. Yeah, where is Ren?
Yeah.
Oh, remember. Ren is a cryptocurrency.
No. That makes more sense. Yeah, that
makes more sense. Wow. Okay, well, You've been not an educational show. So viewers, if you are listening and watching this, the shit that we say is go the opposite. It's kind of like with my betting. Whatever I bet, fade. Don't trail. And then you're probably going to make way more money. And so it's R. What is it? R-A-N-D.
N-D. R-A-N-D, Randy.
Like, shut up, Randy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so for anybody that is, I guess we might as well go back to Rand.
So while he's doing that, if you are making the right around the U.S. median for GDP, not GDP, but for your annual income, right around $50,000, mm-hmm. you will be a millionaire in Rand.
Yeah, this said, $105 would be 2,000 Rand, according to Google. Do you have the same thing on that, Euban?
So whenever I just went with Rand to USD, I typed mm-hmm. in, so 1,000 was about $53.
But where it really matters, I think, is like where you're saying things like, Landy, when you go to McDonald's and you get a combo meal, how many Rand does it cost you? After tax.
Well, taxes, everywhere in South Africa, taxes already included. So I think if
fucking
I'm not mistaken.
Imagine that, America, that you put the tax in the price that you're at. It's just, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think a regular Big Mac meal costs around 60 Rand.
Oh, shit.
That's $3.17.
Yeah.
So like, that's where, like, and it would be different, like, how much a TV costs, what's rent cost, you know, what do you pay for electricity? I mean, that's the cool thing about seeing, like, where what you're paying for stuff there in real costs versus us. But
we went there the other day. I even used the app for a deal, used the buy one, get one Big Mac meal, right? Because they, you know, there were some Big Mackers, you know, pieced together a fry, whatever, maybe saved a buck or two right at the end of the day. Five of us from ages, you know, obviously me, the wife, kids, 14 and under. One was a Happy Meal, whatever else. $50.
Yep.
And I was like, what are we doing? Because I'm not a McDonald's. Like, I don't love fast food. I rarely go. But the oldest had, like, the last game. And I said, you know what? You get to pick. Loves McDonald's. I'm like, and they know that I hate it. So it's like a thing. Like, they don't want to ask. And I'm like, anywhere you want. Do we want to go to this amazing pizzeria, like, from a dude actually from Italy that makes amazing food and maybe go there? Nope. McDonald's. $50 goddamn dollars. How much pizza and calzones and delicious garlic knots we could have got for $50?
So right? A Big Mac meal here cost me, with a large drink, cost me about $12. That's 226 Rand.
Yeah, could you imagine
that's
that?
Insane.
And did you guys see that they now have a quadruple Big Mac?
I saw that. How fucking
patties.
Disgusting.
It looks nasty. I told you, I love to eat. And I will do just extreme combos just to see if I can. That looks disgusting.
Have you seen that, Landy?
No, I haven't.
Look at this disgustingness.
Do you guys get McDonald's McFlavor fries?
Yes. So tell them about the McFlavor fries, Blandy. We
look
do
at
not
this
get
shit.
Those here.
That is too much. That is way
right?
too much. How can you
How many
eat
calories
all that?
You think are in that?
Oh, that fuck. 1,400. I'm probably way off. It's probably like 3,600.
780? I was expecting it to be much higher. McFlavor fry? Tell us about it.
Jalapeno fries, yes. Like a mayo.
Can't type.
Jalapeno mayo.
Okay.
With jalapenos on top, like pickled jalapenos.
What's funny is he says it that way, but when he went to the drive-thru, I was on the phone with
McDonald's
him.
McDonald's fries
and
with
he
like
goes,
a...
Would you like jalapenos with that? And I was like,
nacho
are you
cheese
fucking
sauce?
Kidding me?
Is that
gonna
really how it's said?
Incorrectly on purpose just to piss someone off. That's how we pronounce it, yes.
So the link I sent in the chat is the South African McDonald's menu from the actual website. So if you want to like click on there and check out the different sandwiches, they got a chicken Big Mac.
The That's Big Mac share meal. Bag, caramel chai shake, chicken Big Mac. I like that.
That looks good. Oh,
yeah. I want pair it with those fries, and I am in heaven. Now there's got to be some sort of drink.
Could you custom order one of those in the U.S., you think? Could you be like, can I have a chicken Big Mac? They have the shit. Somebody needs to try that.
I'm on it right now. I'm on it.
Okay.
My absolute favorite is the Grand Chicken Spicy.
Tell me about it. I was just looking at that. What do we got?
It's got this, I don't know, it just like burns the fuck out of you. Like a spicy sauce with latest tomato, cheese, and the juiciest chicken patty. It's my favorite.
$2.88.
Yeah. I was going to say $2.88. And that's the meal? Or is that just the sandwich?
Looks like just a sandwich.
Okay. I want to, what's in this Big Mac chicken share bag? Let's bring this up here. If it loads. McDelivery, South Africa. Oh, I don't have an address. Okay, we're not going to do that. Let's go back to the menu. All right. Interesting. I would love to know if that's a thing, food's not really my content, but I'm super curious if you could just roll into a McDonald's and be like, yeah, can I get a chicken Big Mac? What's the McFeast spicy?
That's also a really McFeast. Good one, but that dude. Thing has like insane amount of calories.
Dude, Matt, for that
yes.
McChicken, Big Mac chicken share bag.
Yep.
Two Big Mac chickens, two large drinks, a large fry, a 10-piece or some chicken nuggets. I don't know if it's a 10-piece. Two chicken sandwiches on top of that, and three more fries and two small drinks. $13.80.
I know. I was just looking at that.
For four meals.
Jeez.
So unless I'm a little slow, I am a little slow. Let's go ahead and preface that. There's not an option to change the meat on the McDonald's app, at least. So I can remove the two patties and it'll still be the exact same price. Or I can just leave it on there. So I don't think there's an option for a sandwich that McDonald's has here, at least, that has two chicken patties, unless I'm wrong.
So I just Googled, obviously. It says to create a DIY chicken Big Mac, order two McChickens and a Big Mac, remove, and then just do it yourself, which seems like a...
Are you on the menu, Matt, by chance?
McDonald's, the yeah. South African one, or here?
South African.
Let me bring it back up. Okay.
I was just going to have you click on the left side where it says breakfast. At the bottom.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. What's that first thing, Landy? Walk us through that. What is that?
How do you say it?
Brie hash brown stack. Yes, that's also my favorite. But that's the best hangover food. It's difficult to explain. In South Africa, we've got a thing called boerewors. It's basically a sausage. What do you call it? It's a beef sausage in a hog casing. So it's got a distinct taste to it with the herbs and the spices that they put in this. Excuse me. So this has got a similar taste to that. Then it's got a lovely spicy mayo with caramelized onions. Ooh. And what do you call that thing? A hash brown. There we go. It's in the name. And then it's got a hash
scrolling
brown.
Scrolling farther, even farther down.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Yes, child.
The Mega
yes.
McMuffin.
I had that the other morning. The Mega McMuffin. Oh, it's got like three sausage layers, a slice of ham, an egg, and lots of cheese on it. It is so good.
What's the sauce on it? It looks like there's some kind of red sauce over the egg, right?
It's usually ketchup.
Ketchup?
Yes. So what's the most popular fast food restaurant in South Africa, whether we know it or not? KFC.
Ooh. All right. I have a feeling that menu's coming over. It would be ranked 7th?
McDonald's would be ranked around 7th, if I'm not mistaken. I can't completely remember, but I saw a video the other day with a list, and KFC
is
on top of the list.
He saw the KFC menu.
Look at their double crunch burger.
All right, let's bring this up.
Oh my god.
That double crunch burger looks delicious. Oh my god.
I hate this show. Makes me so damn hungry. Okay, so the Zinger is the best fucking chicken sandwich of all time, and they keep getting rid of it here in the U.S. The Zinger sauce is like the equivalent to mac sauce. I would do dirty, dirty things sexually with some zinger sauce. Okay, it is amazing.
Where are we looking? Would it be like under burgers?
Yeah, go to the burgers, and then there's a.
Look at that fucking double crunch burger.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god.
That shit would be in my beard for three days, and I would not be mad about it.
The double crunch burger is just the double down with bread. Like we had that in the US, but we just had the meat, remember? We didn't have the buns.
What's the Colonel burger?
That's like just the classic chicken burger from KFC.
Dude, it's only $1.64 for that double fucking double burger with a meal.
God, I would be even fucking fatter in that country. God damn. I would
be millionaires if we go there, you guys. Millionaires.
God. No.
All right, hear me out. I got an idea. This is what we do. We find a time where all of us can go. All right? We go and visit. We weigh ourselves before we go. And then we party. We drink 40s. We eat the top restaurants or fast food all week. And then we come back and weigh ourselves and see who can gain the most weight while in South Africa.
I feel like we would be all right, though, because we would actually lose maybe a foot or two. So I feel like that would take some of the weight off. So even if we did gain some just a little bit more belly fat, who needs this right foot? You know, it's all right.
I will say this, Landy, respectfully, I don't know how tall he is. How tall are you, Landy?
I think in foot and inches, I think 5'7". I'm 172 centimeters tall.
So he's not the tallest dude, but some of his friends, some of those South African fuckers are the biggest, thickest dude you've ever seen in your life.
Giggity.
Wow.
Like some of his friends, one time he showed me like his cousins and those dude was at a barbecue, like at a grill. And, like, I didn't even want to, like, say hi because I didn't want to interrupt him because I was scared he was going to beat my ass from, like, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 miles away.
That's
pretty big.
Brandon,
I make friends with the biggest guys because I am short and, like, I can't really fight, so.
See, honestly, though, but if you're surrounded by a whole bunch of tall people and everything, it just looks like they're your bodyguards and you're just even more important, honestly. They're like, God damn, who's that guy? Like, look at the guys he's got around him.
You could be my bodyguard.
We were talking about these sandwiches, and I'm just wondering, Brandon, have you ever had the Monster Biscuit from Hardee's?
We don't have a Hardee's here, and I haven't been to Hardee's in probably 10 years in Omaha. No, I have not.
So, for the West Coast individuals, that is Carl's Jr. It's the exact same thing, but ours is called Hardee's. There's a sandwich here that is very American, and I'll share my screen here. It is, unless you have it ready already, then.
No, go ahead. I was trying to figure out how to say this fast food place that popped up on Google. Yamampala? I didn't say that right.
Is it South African?
That's what it said. Johannesburg, South Africa? No, that's not right. Yeah, Johannesburg. Okay. Ooh, what is that thing?
This flavorful biscuit topped with bacon, egg, which I'm not a big egg fan, so I usually take the egg out. And what I do is I substitute it and I put a hash brown right there.
Oh, shit.
With sausage, ham, more cheese. This thing...
This reminds me of something else. If you go ahead and you Google Fat Cake City in South Africa.
Matt, I'm going to leave that to you because I'm not going to butcher that spelling live on here. That's not happening.
Fat Cake City, South Africa?
Yes. It's also a food joint. Okay,
there's lots of them, yep.
It's difficult to explain. Instead of using a bun... we've got this thing called a fetkoek. So it's basically bread dough that they deep fry and then they cut it open and they make a burger. So it's very oily and I don't know, it's not for everybody, but they make burgers out of that fetkoek.
It sounded like you said fat cock at first. I'm not lying.
Look, the way it's spelled is vet cock.
So he's like, hey, what we have around here, it's called fat cock. And I was like, keep bragging. Okay. With your $1.17 Big Mac and your fat cocks. Good job.
So those boxers that I'm wearing were obviously invented in South Africa. So you can fold them down and they just flop out. I'm 5'5" and American, but I got a fat cock.
Oh, he's very proportionate.
Yep.
I like how they have the Dagwood.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a big thing around, yeah.
Okay, I see that little bit of... Interesting.
I see that fat cock.
I see that fat cock on there. It's cheap.
I mean, so what are we talking here?
17 cents. This is even cheaper than than KFC and McDonald's. I can quickly pull up the menu. Yeah,
this is like
this is from the
1970s. Price.
This camera of mine is annoying. This the is from the whatchamacallit food delivery service we get in South Africa. So it's even more expensive on the food delivery instead of going there straight to the store. Let's see if I can find it here quickly.
Drinks are coming soon.
Let's see. There's those items and myself share a lot in common after all this talk about food.
Mm-hmm. But this is a new store now open. So the one that I apparently clicked. Fat cakes.
So hey, this is these are the biggest fast food chains in South Africa. Can okay. You, what's Debonair's and Steers?
It's a pizza joint. The Debonair's, the Steers, and the Fisherways. Is under the same company, if I'm not mistaken.
What about Chicken Lickin'?
Chicken Lickin'. I want a Chicken Lickin' tea.
That's such good. That is so good. The portions are just a little bit small, but it's really good chicken.
What about Wimpy?
Wimpy is like a breakfast burger joint. You found if you go touring and stuff. When we flew back from George, if you're on the road, you find a lot of Wimpies. It's a national treasure. It's originated in the UK, I think. I'm not sure, but it's a big thing in South Africa. It's really good.
Huh.
How about this one?
Chicken Licking Soul Food.
Oh.
Nando's.
What about Nando's?
Nando's goes to Nando's?
Don't you guys have a Nando's? I thought Nando's is like in the US as well.
No.
Nando's is really expensive. Nando's is quite expensive compared to the other places. There's a joke going around in South Africa saying that the chickens Nando's use have their own medical aid because they are so expensive.
oh my
but
God.
It's so really that... good. It's really good quality food any time of the year. Never a disappointment. Definitely worth the money.
Wow. That is crazy. I just saw like the double burger there that looked pretty expensive compared to what we normally have seen on there. And it was $5.50. It's crazy.
The back to the Fat Cake City, right? Just a burger, not a meal, just a burger. On the food delivery app we get is R49.99. So
$2.59.
And that's more expensive. If you go to the store itself, it's like $30.
No shit. Wow.
That's crazy.
God damn.
Can you imagine, like, so if, so with DoorDash here, like Matt and I, we don't get to utilize it, but Brandon, you can say like, hey, you know, a Big Mac, normally if you go get it yourself, a combo meal might run you $12, maybe $13. If you DoorDash it, probably about $19 before tip.
Yeah. I mean, straight the fuck up. With a tip, two meals, McDonald's, Burger King, and you're spending $30.
Crazy.
That's like 600 grand.
Lindsay wanted Jimmy John's, and she was like, should we get delivery? And I'm like, you're going to take your ass in the car, and I'm going to watch the kids, and you're going to go get fucking Jimmy John's.
Yeah, 30 US would be 567 rand for two McDonald's meals.
This microphone and these earphones cost me $640, which is like $35.
Yeah.
Man, this mic was $100. This and it's shit.
just out of curiosity, Landy, is your mic turned all the way up?
I don't know. I don't have a device or anything. I just got it plugged straight into the computer.
Okay.
But I did check the settings before I joined, and it should be turned all the way up. Yes.
No, you sound good. It's just that you're a little low, but it's not. Trust me, compared to last time, it's fantastic.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a breeze.
And you're clear, too, so that's the most important part.
Clear, he said, just for the record, clear. Yeah, 53,000 U.S. dollars is a million South African rand.
Jeez.
And that's just, give or take, it's actually a little less than what the average American makes a year.
Well, looks like I found my new retirement place. Whoa. Fuck you, Florida and Arizona. We're going to South Africa, baby.
I can show you all the nice spots
where you're not going to get mugged or stabbed.
I remember a conversation. I'm not going to give the whole thing away. But I remember a conversation with Landy, which ended with, I'm afraid of getting stoned. There's literally a pile of stones right there in the middle of the street. Like, there's just like they have them randomly rounded up for whatever they need.
Somebody's upset.
And that actually happens, right? So with my previous job, I did a lot of work in the townships and stuff. I used to install tracking devices. Excuse me. I used to install tracking devices into vehicles. And they
because
send
they
you
get
to
stolen
the
weirdest... a lot?
Vehicle theft is a big, big, big thing in South Africa. So I worked in the townships a lot, and I went to a township, and I'm closed in the garage of the client. So they've got this weird see-through door. You can't see in from the outside, but you can see out from the inside. And the people across the road started stabbing each other, like breaking bottles and wanting like kill each other. It's mad. It's crazy. The stuff I've seen it's crazy. Shit.
You should be wearing a GoPro, and that could be your social media stuff. Today in South Africa.
See, the way they talk about gun violence here in America, Landy, is, I mean, the stats are the stats, and then, you know, it happens. But it happens a lot more in big cities than it does in places like where we live.
Yeah. Yep. Wow, well, that's crazy.
There was every time I hear about South Africa and like any kind of like robbery or anything like that, I always think of that armored vehicle that was trying to get robbed back in 2021. That video is it lives rent free in my head. I love it. Have you guys all seen that?
It rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
He's like in a Brinks truck. Go ahead, Lainey. Go ahead. You're from there. You know more about it.
Yeah, he drives a Land Cruiser, and then obviously there's cars pulling up next to him. And then next moment, you just see like his window shattering, but it's bulletproof glass. And then he just gets like attacked. And then I think he rammed someone or he rammed something. But that is tactical driving and like advanced driving at its best. That guy was so good at what he did.
And he was just so calm. Like, he was like, you could tell he was worried, but he was still like, he knew what the hell he was doing the entire time. Like, it is just chef's kiss. It's beautiful.
Huh.
But it does look like he goes through like a blockade.
Right here.
Yes.
So this is from, just so everybody knows, it's a video by Donut Operator. Very, very popular YouTube creator. They did their take, and I think they actually got some of the glass and did some shooting and stuff. So we'll just show a little bit of it again. So make sure you go check the full video there.
Well, like African sweat. It's called SAP, Special Task Force.
He gets into
high risk of the edge car. They also just released a 45.
I don't know where the actual footage is, but he does a good job. It's probably in there somewhere. But
I was just looking up the rates for our city. I can't. I don't.
I have the video.
You guys hear that?
Jesus was Christ. That a ghost?
No, that was my
That was doctor. The video, the YouTube video I was closing out. It kicked the sound back on. Sorry about that.
The last murder in Hastings that I can see was like 2014. And before that, there's been two since 2010.
No shit.
So, jeez. It happens, but not very often.
All right. Here's some footage that you've been sent over from CTV News. For anybody just listening, it is the armed robbery attempt. Oh, I can see that word coming out of his mouth. He's like, put that little gun away. Grab this one. Damn.
No, somewhere there's a point of view from like the robbers, and you can see him doing all this stuff, and it's incredibly impressive.
Thank God for that glass, huh?
You're coming off that.
See, he's got his tongue out like Jordan. Like, the dude is just a champion.
Coming off that.
That other guy looks like a ghost. Looks like he's seen a ghost.
Yeah.
They're gonna shoot. They're gonna shoot.
He knew their every move too, didn't he?
So does he? Do they get away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Find Robbie. Find Josh. Ask him where they are.
So are illegal firearms pretty popular in South Africa?
They call him backup.
With cash and transit ice like this one, it's a very big problem in South Africa. And usually with the CIT heists, your bad guys have illegal firearms, number one. Fully automatic firearms sometimes as well, which is not legal to own as a civilian. And then they also have access to explosives. So illegal firearms when it comes to crimes and stuff, very big thing. It's huge.
Damn.
It's a huge problem as well.
Interesting. All right. Well, I looked at the clock for the first time and we are over. So appreciate you jumping on, man. This was awesome. No, I love the different perspective of just little things from fast food menus to people trying to steal armored vehicles. And can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your day. And obviously, Euban, Brandon, appreciate you guys as well. Anybody still watching, listening, for whatever reason, you're only here to talk to Lando, let's be honest. But either way, we can't thank you guys enough. We'll be back next week. And I don't know if you guys have anything else to say.
I don't believe so.
No, we're good here. All right. I'm gonna hit the outro. We'll see you guys. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. That's all we got. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.